Masechta Shviyas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. The rest of the perek is going to discuss the halachas of beer. We've spoken about beer in the past. One is allowed to collect, pick produce from Shemitah, small amounts for himself and bring it into his house. However, that's only as long as the produce is available outside the house for other people and the animals. But as soon as there's no longer outside, then he has to do beer. He has to relinquish what's in his house and send it out. Otherwise, it will become usher, forbidden for him to eat from it. So this, that there needs to be a fruit available outside the house. How far outside? To how large of an area outside does there need to be fruit present for him to be able to retain the fruit in his house? So the next couple of Mishnayos discuss the different regions regarding the area that fruit has to remain in. So Mishnah Beis says, Shalosh Aratzes Labir. There are three lands regarding beer, three different lands in Eretz Yisrael regarding beer. Yehuda, which is the area, Yehuda is Judea, which is the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ever HaYarden, the west side of the Jordan River, which is the center of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'hagolol, and the Galilee, which is the north part of Eretz Yisrael. These are three general areas, south, middle, north of Eretz Yisrael. Then the Mishnah continues and breaks it further into smaller segments. And we're going to see in the next Mishnah, in Mishnah Gimel, exactly which one of these segments does the halacha apply that there has to be fruit remaining in that area. So that will be discussed further in Mishnah Gimel. So far, the three general parts to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah breaks it down further. V'shalesh, shalesh, aratzesh, l'chol achas v'achas. Each one of the three areas is broken down into three more. There's three different types of terrain in each one of the three categories in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mountainous area, a lowlands area, and a valley in Yehuda, Ever Yarden, and Gola. And the Mishnah now goes through all these different territories, starting with the Gola. The Gola has three parts to it. Gola Ha'elyon, the upper Gola area, the Gola Tachton, the lower Gola area, and the Emek, the valley. And now it describes exactly where these three are. Mikvar Hananya Ulamalan, this is the mountainous territory from Kvar Hananya and above northward. Kol She'ena Megadol Shikman, whichever area that can't grow sycamore trees because it's too mountainous, that's the mountain area, that's Gola Elyon. Then the next part is Mikvar Hananya Ulamatan, from that area of Kvar Hananya and down and southward. Kol She'u Megadol Shikman, area that could grow sycamore trees because it's flatter, that's Gol Tachton, that's the lower Golol. Utchum Tveria HaEmek, and the area around Tveria, that's the Emek, that is the valley area, and that's the three areas within Golol. Now it goes to Ubi Yehuda. In Yehuda there's also three areas. There's the Hahar, the mountainous area, Ushvela, the lowlands of Yehuda, the Ha'emek, and the valley of Yehuda. Those are the three parts in Yehuda, which is the central Eretz Yisrael. Now it goes to, Yehuda is the southern part. Gol is the northern part, Yehuda is the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. And now it goes to the Eber Hayarden, which is the central part of Eretz Yisrael. Ushvelas Loid, the lowlands of Lod, which were in Ever HaYarden, that is Kishvelas HaDarim, that has the same status as the lowlands of the Darim of the south, which was the lowlands in Yehuda. So the lowlands of central Eretz Yisrael and the lowlands of the southern Eretz Yisrael were linked, that they were together with the same halachas of beer, that produce in either one of those two lands would allow a person to keep that species in his house. And also the mountainous territories between these two areas were also connected. V'harshala, the mountains within Ever Yarden, are also, Kahar HaMelech, are like the mountains of Har HaMelech, the mountains of the king, which is referring to the mountains in Yehuda, in the southern area. So the mountainous area of central and southern Eretz Yisrael were linked together also for the halachas of beer. However, mi Beis Charen v'ad Hayam, Medina Achas. The territory from Beis Charen until the Yam, the Mediterranean Sea, that's Medina Achas, that's its own region, and this is the valley region of the Eber Hayarden of Central Yisrael, that had its own unique territory for beer. So these are now three general areas broken up into three different terrains within them. Mishnah Gimel says, V'lam armu shalosh haratzis. Why did the Mishnah teach us that there are three general lands when it went ahead and broke it up further into nine? So really, the Mishnah says over here, Shiyu eichlen b'chol achas v'achas ad sheyichlo ha'achren sheba. You can eat the fruit of one species in any one of the three terrains of of one large area, north or central or southern Eretz Yisrael. In any three terrains in each one of those larger areas, you can eat one species of fruit if it's found within any of the three terrains. Ad sheyichla achron sheba, until it runs out of the produce in the last one of those three terrains. So for example, in Yehuda, it has three terrains. You can eat a specific species of fruit until it's not found in any one of those three terrains. So all three of those terrains in each larger area was all linked together, according to the first opinion in this Mishnah. Reb Shimon says a different opinion. He says, Lo amru shalosh haratzis, just that the first Mishnah said that there are three lands regarding beer, they said that only specifically Ela B'Yehuda. That's referring specifically to in Yehuda. In Yehuda, there are three areas that each one has a different halacha regarding beer. In Yehuda, there's the mountain, lowland, valley. Each one is considered a separate area for beer that each one individually we look at if it has that species of fruit in that individual terrain in Yehuda. However, Shal Kol HaRatzis, all the other lands, meaning the three different terrains in the Eber Nar and the three different terrains in Gaul, all of them together are Kahal HaMelech. They all have the same status of beer as Har HaMelech, which was the mountainous area in Yehuda. The Mishnah then ends off, V'chol HaRatzis Ka'achas L'Zeisim L'Tmarim. All the lands in Eretz Yisrael are all linked together regarding olives and dates. That means a person can keep olives and dates in their house, and they're not required to do beer until they're not found anywhere within all of Eretz Yisrael. These two species specifically, all of Eretz Yisrael was linked together for the halachas of beer.